Scorpions Audio. I'm excited for today's episode because you know why? It's conceptual. I feel like this is our first conceptual episode, you know?
Incorrect, but I love it.
Well, what would you say was the first conceptual? Or you're just disagreeing with the notion that this is conceptual?
No, I'm just disagreeing as like I've been watching sports radio, been watching it in the same way that we watch our viewers.
Sure.
You need a little back and forth, a little conflict. Like, that, don't tell me that the 27 Yankees weren't the greatest team. The 76 Montreal Canadiens were the greatest hockey team ever assembled. Don't tell me. You know,
is that
I mean?
Your Christopher Mad Dog Russo? Because if it is, it's pretty good.
No, here he is. Oh, he's up there in Saratoga there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's up there in Saratoga.
Boy, that guy has a face for radio, but unfortunately not a voice for radio.
Right. Mike, and what's Mike doing? You know, Mike's like, point the camera at me. I'll sit here in this golf shirt.
But those guys aren't on the air together anymore, are they? Or are they still back on? Are they back together?
No, that's like back when we were doing NBC network television.
Sure.
I think that's when the last time those guys were together.
Yeah.
But so anyway, would you not say homemade chocolate chip cookies was conceptual?
No.
Would you not say cereal was conceptual?
No.
Would you freeze up on me? Okay, go ahead.
No, I would not say either of those are conceptual, and I can tell you why.
Apples. I'm going to throw things out there. Grapes.
Apples are a little closer.
Oranges, bananas, grapes.
Sure. But even so,
it's sort of where you're leading. But here's the thing: the viewers are sitting at home going, "Like, what are they talking about?"
I can tell them right now if they want.
I think maybe, right?
Yeah, because I mean, we're a little bit on crunch time here.
We're still above the title. Well, you go ahead and tell them.
Let me go to the title, then I'll go below the title. It's Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
With my good friend Tom Cavanaugh.
My good friend, Michael Ian Black.
Per system, Black. Pick a snack, eat a snack, rate a snack. Yeah. It's conceptual today because this is the first time that we've given ourselves so much open space, so much room to roam,
you know? Where's the enemy, sir? They're across this land.
That's right.
Specifically where? Over there? All of it, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. They're across somewhere over there, that no man's land, all of it, as far as you can see. Horizon, I mean, left to right, horizon to horizon, in front of you, that's where they are. Open space, lot of land, a lot of territory.
We're just charging headlong right into no man's land. The charge today, the charge that I was given was, per text, was, hey, what about peanut butter and toast? Peanut butter and toast? Are you kidding me? Dude, I need more information than that. Oh my God, it's killing me. And I could have said, wait a minute, Tommy, what are you talking about? Peanut butter and toast. I need more specifics. But I thought about it for a second. I was like, you know what? The kid's got an idea here. The kid's got a pretty good idea.
Something.
You know?
I felt good about it, but you could see, like, you know, even delving a little deeper, you can see via text chain that I'm like, should we get another? Or should we get another? Even I there was some reticence. Like, I knew we were walking into this open territory. There's no man's land. I was kind of like, should we narrow the parameters a little bit? Should we just get another snack? But you, by then, had like settled into the idea.
Yeah. Because I processed it. I thought about it. I sat with it for, God, it must have been 2-3 seconds before I said I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before.
And then we were like, and then you were like, no. Let's do peanut butter and toast.
And I'll tell you why I like it. Peanut butter and toast is a classic snack. It's the kind of thing that you're going to snack on at some point in your life. And it's not going to matter particularly when you go to the cupboard, what kind of peanut butter you have on hand or what kind of bread you have on hand. The snack is going to remain essentially the same. You know, you're not going to have a choice. It's not like you're going to the cookie jar and you're seeing a bunch of different cookies and you go, maybe I feel like a Hydrox or maybe I feel like a Vienna finger. With peanut butter and toast, it could be a ginger snap. With peanut butter and toast, if you want peanut butter and toast, you're taking whatever's on hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I like to compliment myself.
Oh, yeah. Nobody likes it more.
Yeah, I think I'm the, when it comes to complimenting me, I'm the best at it.
Yeah. You're great
at it. And I, listen, do I have certain regrets that more people can't see what I see? Sure. I mean, there's a lot to love here. And I'm reluctantly parse out the things that I don't accomplish solo. I reluctantly parse out some compliments to, you know, the partner in the endeavor. Mm-hmm. In this case, I do have to say, I love our podcast. You can do all you do. You have about 50 podcasts and you can have different podcasts, but our podcast, we're sitting here, we're talking about like, man, the great wide open of peanut butter and toast. And I don't know what could please me more. Mm-hmm. I don't know what could make me happier podcast wise than just jumping into the idea behind, oh, hey, I have some peanut butter and toast. Because the thing that you said that made my heart bloom was you said, this is classic. This is a snack. Like we go to the great snack aisle of life, and well, we should, and well, you should too, viewers, and whether you are or not, I don't know. But also this is, you've got bread in your house. What kind of bread? Doesn't matter. And you know you've got peanut butter. Most of the month you've got peanut butter in your house. And then there's one day when you're like, getting low. You know, and so you got to go. But you've got peanut. And so this snack for me, we're up there above the century mark. But in terms of like the plurality, how often I go to this snack, I go to this snack all the time. I love this snack, and it's a no man's land of snack because it's like, well, is it? Yeah. You get them right, it is. You get them right, it's a snack.
Oh, right. It's not a meal. It's certainly not a meal. You're not saying, hey, kids, dinner time. It's peanut butter and toast night. They'll look at you like you got three heads.
You better have some chili or something. You better have something else, and don't come in here saying you've cooked us dinner. It's a snack.
That's a snack.
You know, people say, well, it's part of breakfast.
No.
Sure, it can be.
It can be.
Absolutely.
But come on.
But you need, it's not part of breakfast. You need to have something else. You got to have coffee. You got to have some eggs. You got to have some, jelly.
You better throw a banana with that. You better do something.
You better have some jelly.
Oh,
you got to have some
jelly.
Come on. Magic, you got to have some jelly.
Well, yeah, you're going to have some jelly with that peanut butter. You know
well, that. You got to have some jelly. You ain't got to use the jelly.
Well, you got to have some jelly.
You
got to
have a small little container just so you know you can have some jelly, even if you don't have some jelly.
Yeah, I'm coming in from the bayou with some crawfish in my neck. You know I want some jelly. I'm going to have some
what'd
jelly.
What you got all right? I got some jelly.
Oh, call me some jelly.
You got some jelly?
Went out on the bayou. Call some jelly.
I got that on the bayou. I don't know. Nobody didn't vote for Bush. That's a quote from a driver down there in the bayou I had one time. Yeah, I love that guy. I don't know. Well, I don't know. Nobody didn't vote for Bush. Look, you got to have some jelly. You know, whether you're in Cajun country or not, that's part of a breakfast staple. Here we are in mid-afternoon, and we are having a snack, and our snack is peanut butter on toast. And I'm my peanut butter on toast. I have zero now, folks. We don't ever rehearse. We don't talk about it. We just jump in and do it. So I have no idea what Magic's peanut butter on toast is, but I'm gonna guarantee there are gonna be differences between my peanut butter and toast and Magic's peanut butter and toast.
Almost certainly.
That's what you're talking about, the no man's land,
well,
right?
That's why it's conceptual. It's the concept of peanut butter and toast that I feel like we're rating today more than the specific of this peanut butter with this bread.
You know, correct.
You'd kill yourself trying to do that.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, look,
you might really enjoy it.
Sure, but could we have a podcast where you're comparing, you know, a slice of white with Jif to a slice of rye with Skippy? Sure, you could do that. We're not doing that today. This is just this is the concept. This is the of peanut butter and toast. Now, tell me about your peanut butter and toast. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, I, you know, because this is such a go-to snack for me. I mean. Lately, we were talking, and you were like, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing prison popcorn, basically. Like, I sort of thought it over, and I was like, this guy is, like, he's got no butter, and he's got no salt.
I have salt.
Oh, no, you got salt, sorry. But you got no butter.
No butter.
And you don't have a lot of salt, right?
Uh-uh.
And I'm kind of like, he's, you know, I want to know why. I went to see the only movie in the plays in the theaters in 2022, Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the movie popcorn. I got the butter and salt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I was sitting there like happy as a clam, hardening the arteries and feeling really bad for you, you know, because this was an exceptional outing with exceptional popcorn. And you were like, well, I do my popcorn my way. And now I respect the fact that you have a plan. I think that's the thing that I like the most about you. When it comes, you know what you like. You'll try things out. You'll dismiss them after a while. You'll revisit, but you don't go in there going like, I don't know. You know, you have whims and desires, and you answer those. And when it comes to, I mean, if I were to tell you, and I'm going to, I guess, like how I prepare my peanut butter and toast when I'm like, you know, I need it exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I feel a little bit like Elvis must have felt with his peanut butter and banana fried sandwiches a little bit. He needed them a certain way. So my peanut butter toast. So first off, I got the whole grain brown bread, 7 grain, I mean, brown bread going. And, you know, I have the Jif Crunchy.
Jif Crunchy.
I wanted to go kind of like anybody can grab this.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was sort of my plan. And there are times when I will go, you know, the organic peanut butter with the oil, you got to mix.
Yep.
I have right now, for example, I have 3 or 4 different brands of peanut butter in my house.
Oh, wow.
And some people in the house like smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And so like we have that ready to go, you know, Skippy Smooth. We have that ready to go. But I like crunchy. So the peanut butter on my toast, out of deference to the fact that we play it straight, I did do a slice of smooth, and I did do a slice of crunchy.
Okay.
Also, I have a third piece because I like different things. I like to prepare it different ways. There are times when – now, I should mention, I also have a layer of butter underneath that peanut butter.
Wait a second. What?
Yeah, that's just how I fucking like it. So you're going to have to deal with that.
I'll deal with that. I mean, now we're and pushing the concept pretty far. But okay.
And then I have another piece of toast.
Yeah.
With just the peanut butter, no butter.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a fourth piece of toast.
You have 4 pieces of toast.
Well, I have 2 slices and I cut
them.
Oh,
I see. Okay.
Okay. And then the last one has butter. And this is how I really like it. Put the butter in. Did the other ones on. Put that one back in the toaster, the buttered slice, half slice in the toaster, prepare the other ones, the other 3 the way I wanted. Then the fourth one, after 25 seconds, popped it out and put the thinnest slice of peanut butter over that twice toasted bread.
Wow.
Now, folks listening at home, listen, if you're here, you respect the snack game. And so I know that a number of you viewers, and I don't know, are probably going to go out there and try that. And I think that you will be surprised. It is a suggestion of peanut butter with a sort of a deep buttered, twice toasted bread. And it's great. Magic, you tell me yours. Tell me yours.
I mean, now I just feel kind of ashamed. Now I just feel inadequate.
No, but
now
but,
I just
but,
feel
but,
like
but
what am I even doing here today? I mean, you got this covered.
Do we or do we not welcome all kinds?
We do.
Now this is a very, like I said, this snack is important to me. It's one of my all-time go-tos, you know? And when you think about it, as actors trying to make it, you had barren pantries and no money. And so if you were fortunate, a relatively, you know, a 99-cent loaf of bread and a relatively cheap container of peanut butter, and people might think, ah, he's kind of like making this up, but it's really true. That would go a long ways. You had that in the house, you know, you were like 22, you probably weren't putting on a massive amount of weight just eating peanut butter and bread, but it was, it sustained you. And so I've developed over the years and felt very fortunate that I had, you know, a completely cheap snack that also I loved, that I could go to again and again and again and did not tire of.
I mean, you're just painting a picture and you're using every color in the rainbow, and I love it. I just love it, you know. For me, I'm painting with one color today, you know. Look, Picasso had his blue period. I'm in my blue period with the peanut butter and toast, okay? Still okay. A Picasso, yep. You know? Just not using all the colors.
You outdid us all last week with the popcorn. Oh. Or maybe last week was the Oreos. They run together. Yeah. But, you know, you had your own – you had a plan, and I respect that plan. And I guess you could say, with the peanut butter, maybe I have – I mean, I have a plan.
You definitely have a plan. I went much simpler. One slice.
Yeah. What kind of bread?
Multigrain. Dave's Killer thin slice multigrain.
I like that. Is that just a Georgia thing?
No, that's a national thing? Brand. Yeah, you can get that. You can get that anywhere. Founded by an ex-convict. They call him Dave's Killer Bread. He makes healthy breads, you know?
I like it. Yeah. He turned a corner? Killer?
It's a good – I don't know if he was actually a killer, but I think he's recently been back in trouble with the law. Wait, I'm going to look that up right now. Dave's Killer Bread. Let's just look up arrest and see what happened. Dave's Killer Bread co-founder arrested, accused of ramming police cars. That's not good.
Here's the thing that stands out to me when I hear that headline. Mm-hmm. Plural for cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Dave, where are you going? Ah! Let me do a little ramming. Dave!
Is accused of second-degree assault, assaulting a police officer, attempting to elude a police officer, resisting arrest, criminal mischief, reckless driving, three cruisers. He rammed three of them.
Maybe he's sitting there in the gin joint going, when I get out.
Yeah, they had to use a taser on him.
Hey!
But the bread is terrific.
Folks, you have YouTube? Folks, you think these people who are listening have YouTube? Probably not. But
go down to Walmart, buy a YouTube.
Go pick up a YouTube, folks. Go down to Walmart, grab a YouTube. Maybe you're a Costco member, grab one there. But set up your YouTube, and then YouTube Michael Ian Black, NBC, Ed, Taser. And see if you don't see one of the all-time great physical pratfalls by your co-host, Michael Ian Black.
I don't remember that at all. Now I'm looking it up.
As I recall, well, I never use YouTube, so I don't know that it would be there.
No, it's not there.
It's not there?
No.
Jeez whiz. I wonder. Someone must have it. One of these viewers will have been alive back then, and they will have some way of linking it to the thing. Because in it, I can't remember the concept, but I remember, I think, as always, it was me saying, maybe not a good idea, and you saying, I think the line was, got tasers? Like, whatever you had to do to, like, you know, hold down the fort, you were like, you were prepared, and you were like, got tasers, and you tased yourself. Very, and we did it again and again, and it was your physical pratfall. I think you went down to your knees and went back over. It was just very, 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 very good comedy. Very good comedy.
I have no memory.
And
of
I think
it.
One time, I think we did it a couple of ways. I think one time you zapped yourself and went down and then said, got tasers. So anyway, comedy genius, comedy gold. Folks,
I got the Dave's Killer Bread multigrain, and then I got the Skippy Creamy Natural. Because that's
well, so you went,
I had to go out. We didn't have peanut butter now. So to my surprise and chagrin, we must have just finished up a jar. But this is this is the one that my kids seem to prefer. So I got it.
Oh, you're smooth
now. But what I did is, see, I've got a specific way that I I prepare the peanut butter and the toast because I like the toast. I like the peanut butter. But when I apply the peanut butter, I don't like the toast to be too warm. I don't want the peanut butter to melt on the toast. I like it. I like to preserve. I like it. I like the peanut butter to be maybe a little bit hotter than room temp, but I don't want it. I don't want it to lose its consistency and bleed out. You know?
Yeah, I understand completely what you mean. Yeah, some people really enjoy that. That kind of like a melted peanut butter thing. I am the same as you. I don't want it too runny. I don't want it bleeding out. I like the bread warm, but I like the peanut butter consistency to be firm.
That's right. And now, of course, the bread is no longer warm, but it should still have some crunch to it. And I noticed you just took a bite while we were chit-chatting.
I couldn't. I was trying to save the fourth piece, which is the twice toasted.
Yeah, that you went for that first, huh?
Well, we talked so much about it, and I knew you weren't going to have it, and it was sort of like just an added treat to me. I just went, and did you notice what else I did?
What? Did Ginelli?
Ginelli, yeah.
You got milk?
What's that? No, I went coffee.
Yeah, coffee. I thought about milk, but I never drink milk. I just went with water today.
Well, listen, folks, if you haven't tried it, like, you know, peanut butter and toast with a good Ginelli with coffee, it's hard to beat. Hard to beat.
Hmm. I'm going to take a bite of mine while you describe how yours went.
Mine was great. Mm-hmm. How's that for filler? So he took a solid bite of his Dave's Killer Bread. By the way, multiple cars.
Three.
Yeah, Dave's like, I'll be back in a minute. Like, the bread's not, we got to get the bread. You know, we still haven't firmed up the bread recipe. I'll be back in a minute. Slam. Would he drive away? He's going to go ram some cruisers.
You know, one of the key components of toast and peanut butter is you got to get the right amount of peanut butter on the toast. You know, you got to be real careful with this. You screw this up, buddy, you've screwed up the whole deal. You screw up the amount of peanut butter you got on the toast, kid, you're going to be scraping that stuff from the roof of your mouth for days on end. You're going to be choking it down. You're going to be regretting the moment you said to yourself, hey, peanut butter on toast. Well, Tom, I put a little too much peanut butter on my toast. I was careful with it, too. I was real careful. I was trying to, you know, because you got to get enough that you're experiencing it, but you don't want to overdo it. I overdid it just a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. As I said, like, I'm different that way. It, to me, it's a certain predilection. It depends on mood. Like, there's times when I want, I want like just a lot of peanut butter. I want the peanut butter to dwarf the toast. And then there are times when I want the two toasted slice barely. I just want a suggestion of peanut butter. And you have to, which is why this is an important snack for me, which is why it's maybe like your popcorn. I've got a plan. Like, what mood am I in? Am I just like, just bring that peanut butter? Or am I in this kind of like, you know what, let's have a suggestion. You know, let's understand that the butter's there too. So, yeah, it all depends on mood. And here we are playing it straight. So I prepared all three. But I can tell you that I'm kind of always in the mood for the twice toasted. Mm-hmm. But that set aside, this afternoon, I'm in mood for a lot of peanut butter. Unfortunately, I have a slice with was just, you know.
Loaded.
A chunk. Yeah, it's loaded, right? You see that. Yeah. And so, oh man, that's good.
Sure. But
right away, I can tell, oh, my peanut butter toast ratio is a solid 1-to-1. And that's a lot of peanut butter.
That's a lot of peanut butter. You went nuts that's on good. The peanut butter.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, it's like music, you know, you put too much peanut butter on it. It's like you're listening to a little Miles. You know, you're gonna have to invest in that. You know, you're gonna be sitting down. You're gonna be thinking about that. That's gonna be running through your head. Doesn't mean it's better or worse, but it's a challenge, buddy. You know, they're changing. He's changing his time signatures. He's going to different keys. He's wailing on that horn. That's you put too much peanut butter on the toast. That's where you're at, baby. You're at Newport Jazz Festival, 1977. The sweat is beating on your face. You're watching Miles go to town with his quintet, and you're going, you know, I'm hot. I'm bothered. I'm loving it, but you know, but this is an effort.
I said, you just did your little solo, and I'm like in a jazz club clapping. You're like, yeah, woo, all right. And now the horn player will pick up. Yeah. You know, maybe the drummer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just like you did your thing, and I'm like, yeah, woo. Now it's on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
You put just a smear on there. Well,
smear. Schmear.
Then Dennis, it's your turn on top 40. You know, you're dancing along to it.
Sure.
It's got a good beat. Yeah. You can move to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, but you don't have to think about it too much. Sure. You're singing along, you know, by the second.
Got my hands up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure, it's that. You're right.
By the second chorus, you know the words. You know, you're just ready to go.
I love what you said. You're not thinking about it. You're just like, hey, this is part of the full experience of a day. This is great.
And that's because peanut butter, like music, raises in complexity the deeper you get into it.
Well said. That was just a little, you took a little tangent, but I felt I had to praise you. Praise thee.
All right, mateys, take a knee. We'll be right back.
Let me see your bread a second. Like, I'm just trying to feel like, is it really, is it got that kind of like, yeah. So your thing, oh, wow, look at your smooth, your smear there. Yeah. What's that thing in the middle? You got holes in this bread?
It did get a little melty and it went down into a cranny.
Yeah, I see.
My peanut butter went into a cranny, Tom.
I like your Dave's bread.
It was good.
Yeah. Mine is just like, it's on the big bread aisle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As opposed to like the specific or the, you know, I do both. You know what I really like, Magic?
Tell me.
I really love sourdough bread.
Oh, I like a good sourdough.
I'm a big fan of sourdough, but I find that the peanut butter and sourdough works less well than on the other brands, even though I love sourdough bread. Might be my favorite type of bread, but I find like a good sourdough, your jelly works well on your sourdough, as does just your plain butter. But I find like a peanut butter, like on a, you know, like a Dave's type of whole wheat is just it's great. And a bagel. Give me a good bagel with thick peanut butter and slice some banana on
that's
that.
That's not right.
That's fine with me.
That's not right.
Well, not right for you. But I know there's some people out there going like,
Because the bagel, first of all, that you do that at all is anti-Semitic. Like, but second of all, the bagel itself is already too thick. It can't accommodate more density. You want to go with the thin bread with the peanut butter. You know, you don't want to be going thick on thick. You know, it's like two very heavy people trying to hug. It's hard. You know, you gotta reach around extra. You know, that's why if you're very thin, that's why you date somebody very heavy. If you're very heavy, you date somebody very thin. That's always the way it's been. It's always the way it will be.
What I love about you is being wrong and plowing forth. I think I've always been impressed. You know, facts be damned, right? And let's back up to the first thing you said. What does that mean? Anti-Semitic.
It means you don't like Jews.
Oh, that. So I've been hearing that. Do you know for a fact
that you don't like Jews? Yes.
Here's what's funny about that statement is how can you say that I love peanut butter and bread, and then I'm anti-Semitic? Go ahead. Try and find your way.
It was the bagel.
That.
You don't put peanut butter on a bagel.
Sure do.
That's.
I also put like 5 days of. I put everything on my bagels all the time, right?
It's cultural appropriation and therefore anti-Semitic.
So if I like the things, wait, are you Jewish? So if I like the things that you like, yeah. I am, that's cultural appropriation?
That's right.
Okay. So if I like peaches.
I like peaches and I live in Georgia. That's cultural appropriation. So
that's what I'm saying.
Anti-Semitic.
How is it anti-Semitic?
Because I'm Jewish.
I'm Jewish.
Oh.
In terms of what I love.
I see.
Right? I identify, right? And now I've got you.
Yeah.
I play that identify card. You're done.
I'm done.
Sorry, bud. Now you apologize to me.
I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, Georgia. I mean no offense by liking peaches. All right, I've always liked peaches even before the current climate brought up these discussions. And I mean no offense. And I mean no offense by peanut butter and bananas on my bagel. And I mean no offense with my twice toasted. What I do take seriously is my snack.
Yeah.
And I also respect, because I find myself in the same boat sometimes, not taking the snack seriously. By that, I mean, you sometimes walk down the great snack aisle of life and you're like, yeah, fine. And you just grab, you know, like, you know what? These organic, I like Cheetos. But these are, these organic cheese curds, they're near me.
Good enough. Right. They're near you.
Yeah. They're near me. So what? There I am at the checkout counter, and I know they're judging me. You know, I'm whatever. That's a lot of chocolate, sir. There's a lot of chocolate items. Mm-hmm.
They were near me.
I was they were near me. I didn't want to get three or four or five of them, but then I had to go. Do I come back twice?
Mm-hmm.
A little later this week, and I just kind of polish these ones off, or do I grab all of them now? And you know, like, and hopefully you've got some kind of buffer zone at the checkout. Maybe you got some apples or some lettuce.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Hey, maybe you got like a side of salmon,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you can, here's two chocolates to start off, mm-hmm. and here's the salmon, and here's some lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly these things are for the kids,
right.
You know. Oh, a little more chocolate. Mm-hmm. And then I got these cheese, like, you know, they can, like, yeah.
Space it out. So they're not.
They're judging you anyway. They're like, you're spending $24.99 on chocolate item.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of your $80 bill, a quarter of it is chocolate items. I'm like, just if I could just get to the pavement of the parking lot,
yeah,
I'll be fine. You know, and so I don't know where I was going with that. But sometimes something's near you and you mean no offense and there's no plan, you know, you haven't, like, it's you with the peanut butter. Like, you just threw it together. I had four slices, varied and degrees, and ready to go. But there are times when it's like, you know what? I grabbed some, whatever was here in the pantry, and I threw peanut butter on it, and I'm good. And I have respect for that because sometimes something's near you.
Absolutely. Sometimes something's just near you. Now, let me tell you something. Speaking of things that are near me, and you brought it up earlier. You know, I live in the deep south here in Georgia, and it's peach season right now in Georgia. And so
what?
Peach season here in Georgia.
What time is it?
Oh, it's like...
Is it really peach season?
10 after 4. They got peaches coming in all over the place. And let me tell you something
about this. I feel that's early.
I was surprised, but they're here.
Uh-huh.
They're
okay.
Here. And...
well, this is great.
Yeah, let me tell you something about the Georgia peaches. You know, people are like, oh, Georgia peaches. Tom, let me tell you something.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Let's back up a second. What are the... I see, not living in Georgia...
You don't know what they're saying.
I mean, I filmed the movie in Atlanta, but that clearly doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big city, right?
Right.
But no. You're saying that what they're saying in
ooh, the Georgia beaches, you know?
So that's, who's saying that?
Everybody.
Georgia folk themselves?
Everybody.
Georgia folk. Oh, what are they saying?
What are they saying?
Yeah.
You'd be walking down the street.
What are they,
you
what's
know,
the message?
The message is, you know, Georgia beaches, like they won't shut up about it, you know?
Okay. Well, because they're, because they feel like it's getting too much credit, or they're so pleased they have to keep talking about it.
They think they're so great. They just won't shut up about it. It's all anybody's talking about.
Okay.
The Georgia peaches.
They put it on their film. They put it on their film commission.
Oh, it's
logo.
Everywhere. It's, you know, and you think to yourself, well, how good could they be? Well, Tom, I've been eating some of these Georgia peaches. They're every bit as sweet and juicy as advertised. Terrific.
Interesting.
Local Georgia peaches. You know when you get them and you just bring them, you know, a couple miles in. Fantastic. That's a great peach.
You know what? I love that, and I'm making a note because I don't believe we've done peaches.
Just a good looking peach. Tastes good. Looks good. Easy on the tongue. Tart. Sweet.
You know what?
Falls off the pit.
I can't. So, let me ask you this. When you're up there in the wilds in Connecticut, how often do you grab a bucket of peaches?
Never.
I had to say bucket. And then how often do you do here now that you're down there in Savannah?
I got a big bucket right here in the house, in the haunted mansion.
Look at that.
But if I was in Connecticut, you know what? I'd be buying nectarines like a chump.
Right. Peaches is a much grander purchase, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with you. You hit 65 and you were like, hell with this, I'm pivoting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you pivoted like crazy. You were like, you know what? Nectarines be damned. And the nectarines were like, Michael, Michael.
I'm still getting angry like, emails from
you're
them.
You're like, the hell with you guys. I'm 85.
Right. Peaches for me.
I'm in middle age. It's peaches. And they're like, peaches is two syllables.
That's right.
You know, and then the nectarines are like, we are the same color, largely. They're yelling at you. And then it turned ugly, right? At first they're like, Michael, come on. Well, you can't walk out on what we have, Michael. Connecticut nectarines, come on. You can't leave us. And then you're like, Connecticut nectarines versus Georgia peaches is not much of a choice. And, vroom, you know, U-Haul, vroom. And they're like, fuck you. Hey. And they start, like, nectarining your house. Mm-hmm. You're like, it's not, I sold it. Like, yeah, it's not even my house anymore. Yeah. Go ahead. You do all your, someone else is going to have to clean that up. You know what I mean? Like, it turned ugly, you know? It turned state of the world really quickly. And it's very unfortunate because there's room for both.
There's room but for both. And I had a lot of good memories with nectarines, but it's time for me to move on. Now it's peaches.
I have a lot of respect for that. Like you know, some people feel the comfort of nectarines and they're like, nectarines will care for me into old age. And what they don't understand is nectarines don't really care. They don't really care. And, you know, and frankly, peaches don't either, but peaches are fuzzy and they'll keep you comfy. They'll keep you comfortable. You know, and I love the fact that you're down there buying buckets of peaches. I'm a little envious, not jealous. There's a more of a negative emotion I feel applied to jealousy, but I do have a, you know, there is some envy there. This guy's just walking around.
I'm walking around grabbing peaches. Yeah, it's nothing but peaches from as far as the eye can see around here. Just nothing but peaches.
Being a guy from New York though, or having like a New York pedigree, are you also like, do you find the urge to kind of like, you know, like stoke the fire a little bit? You find yourself out there going like, are you guys like peaches, huh? You find yourself a little bit like that, trying to like,
I'm just trying to blend in.
You're not riling anybody up a little bit.
Nah, you know, my,
no point in that.
My riling days are, my riling days are past, you know, if I was above the Mason-Dixon line, sure. Maybe I'd like to rile some people up, you know, shake a few trees, see what falls out. But down here, I ain't got time for that.
But you took your comedy act up to New York recently, correct?
Sure, yeah.
When you land at JFK, maybe you flew in LaGuardia, but when you land at one of the New York City airports, you just step out there and then you're like, okay, now I'm going to rile some people up.
Nope.
I'm going to be difficult.
Nope.
But what about when you step out there into the amphitheater and you have to be like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, 25,000 strong, yeah.
Guys, I got to get back on the plane. I'll leave right now. Is there, and they're like, you know, like, they're like, stir some shit. And like, do you ever feel like, you know, maybe I should give these people what they want? Or you're just like, no, I got a whole different, I'm walking a whole different journey, a whole different path.
Yeah, now, you know, I walk out there in my seersucker suit and, and I'm just doing my down home humor, you know, and if they like it, great. Uh-huh. If they don't, okay. You know, I'm not trying to stir the pot. I'm just trying to bring a little Southern wisdom and a little Southern charm up above the Mason-Dixon line.
But they love you. I mean, they love you.
Yeah, they do.
They flat out love, they love what you stand for. They love you.
God, guns and grits, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know how many times I've sat in the wings and heard you can't be here, sir. And then, you know, I know him. Like, sure you do. Come here, sir. And you're like, what are you holding in your hands? These are snacks in case he needs. Come here, sir. Let's hand those over. And, you know, they're polite, but your guys are forceful.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they're tough.
I know they've seen me at like 20, 25 shows.
Yeah, more than that, probably.
And yeah, so they must be like, maybe he does know him, you know, and it's so strange. I'm like, just ask him. And I see you looking over.
And I'm giving this sign, the hand across the neck, like, you know.
The hand across the neck, which I mean, like, I always assume you're like, look, he's telling you, let him go. Stop grabbing him and putting your arm and shoving his face in the toilet bowl. Mm-hmm. And they don't. And I feel like he should fire these guys because they're not listening to him.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I'm, you know, kicked out there and bleeding and, you know, heaving and gasping for breath. It is a good laugh.
Yeah, you have a good laugh about it. You know,
and then, you have a good laugh, and you just
and
like,
that's all I'm trying to do. You know, bring a little
laughter.
They always take.
Oh, let's take his money. You know, and stuff. So it's always hard. It's always hard to get home. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're in far flung spaces, but it's a good laugh. Like
it's a good laugh.
It's one buddy playing a little, you know, a little prank on another buddy. And, you know, that's just what you do.
Yeah. You have a good time with it. Anyway, ratings?
Yeah. Ratings, I think.
Ratings.
This is going to be discrepancy, definitely. I feel it's a hard one, Michael.
Sure,
it's a hard one because of this territory.
Well, it's there's a lot of variety here. You know, it's conceptual. It's abstract. It's an idea. It's a concept. You're playing with clay here. You know, you can make anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well put. And so what's interesting is the ratings by their very nature defy that ideology. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, we're specific. Mm-hmm. We're assigned. We assign a value and that's it. And everybody gets assigned a value. Like, yeah, but yeah, you can just see peanut butter and toast over there going like, hey, so when you guys, I'm like leaning over there going, like, hey, you guys know I'm conceptual, right? I mean, you know I'm conceptual. I mean, Mike and Tom, I got to talk about it. I'm conceptual. So, you know, that's a little bump, right, guys? You know, and the ratings don't care.
Nah.
Yeah, the ratings are like, well, they're staring straight ahead, probably have sunglasses on. They're like, we're ratings.
Yeah,
you know, dark suit. We're ratings.
Ratings have got to play it straight too, you know?
Yeah,
peanut butter and toast is dancing in the rain, you know. But ratings gotta play it straight.
Sure, they do. I mean, they have to. You know, I think there's some areas in life where ratings get manipulated, sure. And then you just lose respect. That's just like suddenly that devalues everything your operation stands for. Mm-hmm. And this operation plays it straight. It's what we're known for when it comes to something like peanut butter on toast. You know, it's a broad swath of coverage, and yet for me it's relatively simple because I'm not trying to please anybody. And there are times when ratings factor, there's a number of factors involved that we have to consider, and hey, we go back and forth a little bit because our heart says one thing but our rationale says another, our reason says also. You could find some middle ground. But ultimately, when it comes to ratings, you just have to be pure. What does this snack mean to you? So I find this snack, peanut butter and toast, is always there for me and has always been there for me. I find a lovely comfort level. I find a lovely expansive variety at my fingertips with this relatively simple snack. I can alter the serving. I can alter the amount of peanut butter. I can alter the brand of peanut butter. I can alter the bread. This is the no man's land. And yet, no matter what I do, I can double toast if I'm so crazily inclined. But no matter what I do, it comes down to me feeling so happy about this. Like, happy, I think, is the word. It's like, oh, peanut butter and toast. Yes, I'm in. Like, I'm always in. Peanut butter and toast. 8.5.
It's a high rating. It's a classic snack. You absolutely support your rationale. You've got a lot of good memories of peanut butter and toast. It's always been there for you. It supported you when you were down on your luck, when you were just a struggling young artist, you know, trying to find his way out of that hellhole known as Canada. And I respect that. You know, you'll still come back to peanut butter and toast. You know
that what?
You'll still come back to peanut butter and toast, you know, and that's.
No, but before that, there was just one other thing.
Oh, I respect you, you know.
Yeah,
because,
I love that.
Because you worked hard, and now you don't have to eat peanut butter and toast.
Good.
You know,
I've misheard. Okay, yeah, right. No, but and yet I do. Yeah,
and yet,
no, I just thought you.
What?
Yeah. No, no, I thought there was, like, you know, tossing asides at my home country, but I miss her. And so, yeah, so I respect you too. And I respect your choices and the fact that, you know, we don't forget from whence we came.
No.
I love that. Okay. So please.
And who cares that you came from some shithead country called Canada? You know what I mean? The fact of the matter is, well, you're here now.
Well,
you're here
I, you know, it's bad form. It's super bad form to interrupt another another person's flow with their rating. I'm up for it. I want to be up front about that mea culpa. I just, it feels like though that I can't stand idly by, and you know, you said, I think a shithead.
Yeah.
Country like Canada, and it feels like that's not an accurate description of my homeland. So now that I've protested, please, as you were, please continue.
And I in no way meant to insult.
Thank you.
That backwater dump known as Canada. That's the last thing I wanted to do.
I guess my issue is just backwater dump sort of implies like a small area. You know, like it's a backwater dump.
Big. Canada's
like,
big. It's big.
But no, Canada's like the biggest country.
That's
it's
the
just like
biggest backwater dump in North America.
Well, so now that you understand that it's big, you know, I mean, I guess it's up to personal opinion about, you know, how beautiful and incredible, and you know, a lot of people feel it's the best country in the world. But anyway, you're doing a rating.
Right. I mean, we're talking about peanut butter and toast.
Yes.
Peanut butter and toast. And I respect the hell out of you for sticking true to your guns. Probably tonight, 11 o'clock is going to roll around and you're going to be sitting there watching SportsCenter and, you know, for the third time that night and thinking to yourself, you know what I need?
I want to see the top 10 again because that was a great sliding catch.
That's right.
I know. That's how you justify
it. You want to see it again.
That's how you justify loss of life that way. we all do.
Yeah. So
I've done it before. Seen it again.
Yeah. I sit here for another hour to see that sliding catch.
Yeah.
So you're thinking to yourself, before we get to the top 10, let me get myself some peanut butter and toast. And you'll be happy. Mm-hmm. You'll be thinking to yourself, oh, man, mm-hmm. I nailed it again, 8.5. Whereas for me, peanut butter and toast, every time I eat it, I think to myself, this is a pretty good snack. I'm enjoying this snack. But tonight, I'm not going to be thinking to myself, I need some more peanut butter and toast. Tomorrow's going to roll around. I'm not going to be thinking to myself, I need some more peanut butter and toast. Let me shake up some prison popcorn. Let me grab a handful of dry frosted mini wheats. You know, let me have a sugar-free Werther's original. I'm not going to be thinking I need peanut butter and toast. And yet, when I have peanut butter and toast, I'm right back there at the Newport Jazz Festival. Am I going to see Miles play every day of the week? Fuck no. That's exhausting. I don't need that. For me, Miles, let me throw that CD on once in a blue moon. I'm going to enjoy it, but I'm not going to be putting it on repeat. Peanut butter and toast, 6.5.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.